Know your motivation and purpose before starting a business. To find a career you truly enjoy, it's crucial to know what matters most to you. Picture your perfect workday. Would you prefer flexible hours and working from home, or leading a big global company? Identify your passions. They'll help you steer through tough times and make smart choices. Understanding why you're in business is key to a career you'll love. Many women start companies because they faced a problem firsthand. Take Tanya Bowler, CEO of LV, for example. After experiencing the toll pregnancy and childbirth took on her body, she gathered a team to create a product to strengthen pelvic muscles. Entrepreneurs must be resilient and maintain a positive outlook. Creating a prosperous business demands having the right mindset. As an entrepreneur, believing in yourself and your idea is essential. You can train yourself to stay positive. Keep reminding yourself why you're starting your business and what you aim to achieve. Instead of setting lofty, abstract goals, focus on small, attainable ones. Jot down your accomplishments and take time to celebrate your victories. To flourish in your entrepreneurial journey, focus on building resilience. It's one of the most valuable skills you can develop. Resilience comes from knowing yourself and believing in what your business offers. Surround yourself with supportive people who give practical advice and uplift you. Camilla Barnard, co-founder of Root Health, found strength in having a business partner to share responsibilities, successes, and challenges. Strategies for managing competition and challenges. Prepare for the worst-case scenarios and plan how to handle them. See competition as a sign that you're on the right track, and let it motivate you to improve your business. Keep an eye on what's happening in your industry, but don't spend too much time or money on social media. Be picky about who and what you follow. Success varies individually. Avoid comparing yourself to others. Success isn't just about hitting certain goals or having fancy things. It's about how you feel about what you've accomplished. You might feel successful when you're secure or when you love what you're doing. Success isn't the same for everyone. It changes as you grow and your life changes. In your 20s, maybe success is having the freedom to travel. But later on, it might be about having a stable job and enough money. Knowing what success means to you helps you not compare yourself to others. Women often grapple with imposter syndrome and self-doubt, which can hinder their progress. To combat this, it's crucial to stay focused on your priorities. Instead of seeing obstacles or failures as setbacks, view them as opportunities to learn and grow. Remember to acknowledge your achievements whenever self-doubt creeps in. Writing down your goals helps you stay on track and monitor your progress. Keep a log of positive experiences and invest in yourself to bring out your best. Maximize productivity by knowing skills and planning weeks effectively. Identifying your unique skills is crucial for building a career that truly fits you. It gives you the energy to tackle the challenges of entrepreneurship and guides your hiring decisions. To figure out your skill set, think about what you enjoyed doing as a kid. Get a friend or coworker to evaluate your strengths, since you might miss some of them. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses helps you focus on tasks you excel at, making your work more efficient and boosting productivity. When you plan your days and weeks, focus on the most important tasks and do them together. This way, you won't have to switch between tasks too often. Make sure to set aside time for things like organizing and relaxing. Techniques for harmonizing technology and productivity. Automate tasks like sorting emails and tracking invoices to save time, but don't let technology overwhelm you. Psychologist Curran Schnock advises taking breaks from screens regularly. Try scheduling phone-free periods, setting time limits for phone use, and turning off notifications. Decide ahead of time how much phone time you want each day. Leadership is a skill you can develop. Being a great leader is key to business success. But for many female managers and executives, leading can be tough. Why? Because women often prioritize being liked over being respected. Being a good leader means listening to your team and showing them appreciation. It also means being confident and committed to your business and your team. Boosting your confidence is important. You can do this by finding a mentor or coach, attending training courses, or investing in things like work clothes or gym classes. Founding a company and leading it can get lonely and stressful. To tackle these challenges, set up activities and resources to support you. Learn necessary skills beforehand instead of trying to figure them out as you go. Organize your days and weeks to avoid working nonstop. Plan regular breaks where you don't think about work. Having a hobby can be beneficial. Establish a support system, whether it's a group of friends and family or a community of professionals who share your goals. Think about having a co-founder with skills that complement yours and share your vision and values. Service business needs less capital, earns less than product business. Businesses typically fall into two categories, service-based or product-based, though they can mix elements of both. Each type has its pros and cons, especially when starting up or aiming to grow. Service-based ventures often require lower initial investment and are simpler and less risky to start. They offer flexibility, so you can kickstart one while still holding down another job. Expanding a service-based business can be tough. As you take on more work and aim for higher revenue, you'll likely need to hire more people. But figuring out how much to charge for your services can be tricky. Hourly fees need to cover not just the work itself, but also the time spent on administrative tasks. Challenges of expanding a product-based business. Expanding a product-based business is like unlocking a video game level. Once you have your product, making more of it doesn't necessarily mean hiring more people. But beware, there's a catch. Before you get to that point, you have to invest cash upfront for research, prototypes, and production. And here's the tricky part. Predicting how many customers will want your product is like trying to guess the weather. It's unpredictable, no matter how much you study the forecast. Comprehend your audience for effective targeting. When you finalize your business idea, pinpoint who your target customers are. No matter what kind of business you're starting, it should tackle a problem your audience faces. Connect with potential customers and pay attention to what they need. Their wants might differ from what you initially thought. To give your business direction and clarity, put together a business plan, even if you're a solo entrepreneur. This helps outline your goals and strategies. If you're seeking funding, your plan should include market analysis and financial details. You'll need to figure out how much money you require and how to acquire it. Options include getting support from family and friends, crowdfunding, seeking investors like angel or venture capitalists, applying for government aid, or obtaining a bank loan. Create a standout brand to grow and keep loyal customers. Invest both money and time into establishing your brand. It's crucial to get it right from the start because changing your brand identity later can be tough and slow down your progress. Make sure to secure licenses and trademark protection. Also, consider getting help from professionals like an accountant or bookkeeper if needed. Today, your personal brand matters more than ever for business success. You don't need a completely new or groundbreaking product to make sales. By tying it to your personal brand, your passion, background, expertise, and skills, it instantly becomes unique and stands out from competitors. This gives you the freedom to set your own price and safeguard the future of your business. Consistent branding across channels. Maximizing your impact on social media is key to building your personal brand. Be honest and consistent to grow your audience and nurture a flourishing community with them. Share your story and nurture a flourishing community by listening to your followers. You don't have to be everywhere. Focus on the platforms your audience prefers. Use clear calls to action in your posts and maintain a consistent brand image and voice across all platforms. Offering opportunities, like sharing job postings, adds value to your followers and attracts new ones. Effective PR strategy. Research thoroughly, engage personally for success. Making your business or product stand out in the media can be quite a challenge. With countless others clamoring for attention, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. To truly grab attention, pinpoint the media outlets that align with your business and the story you want to share. Consider your target audience and where they frequent, online or in print. That's where you want to make your mark. To ace PR, you need to keep it short and sweet, providing what media folks need pronto. Think high-res images, catchy quotes, and a list of where to find your stuff. Get chatty on social media with journalists, podcasters, and broadcasters. Prove your smarts by applying for awards, nabbing speaking gigs, or even starting your own podcast. As Natalie Trice, PR whiz, says, PR isn't just about getting noticed. It's about leading the pack in your field and showing off your expertise as a media star. Key points. 1. Identify passions and motivations to steer through tough times and make smart business choices. 2. Nurture resilience by focusing on achievable goals and surrounding yourself with supportive people. 3. Understand that success is personal and evolves with time, avoiding comparisons with others. 4. Maximize productivity by knowing your skills, planning effectively, and harmonizing technology use. 5. Develop leadership skills by prioritizing respect over being liked and establishing support systems. 6. Choose between service or product-based businesses, considering initial investment, scalability, and audience comprehension.